Pull up on me. Ay. Like, what you doing, shorty? Pull up on me. Ay. I caught a brody, I might pull up on me. What? He likes it less, I finna pull up, brody. Ay. I've been getting to a bag lately.
And we is back, man. This is Welcome to the First Rendition of Big Mike Takes the Mic. We was already live, fellas. I just want to let y'all know. This is Big Mike Takes the Mic. I hope you welcome home, settle in. Hope you got some good eats. Hope you got a nice little drive on the way while you listen to this podcast. You're doing a workout or something. But, man, we just here in the locker room, bro. We with the boys. Everybody want to introduce themselves. We're going to start left to right. What's up? Who this on the left?
Yo, what's good, man? This Raw. I'm on a team with all the boys. Play O-line. I'm coming from Leigh.
What about right in front of me? Big dog. Big Uso right here.
What up? My name's Stefan. Big 6'9". Play O-line with all these guys. Except for the guy next to me, which you'll soon meet. But born and raised in Hawaii. And then, yes, sir.
Yo, this Mojo. Running back. Orlando, Florida. Best in the business. You feel me?
My name is Solo. Riverside, California. I play O-line too.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, I just want to say I appreciate everybody tuning in. Welcome home. This is the podcast, man. We just vibing in the locker room, bro. This is just locker room talk. And we just vibing today, fellas. But I know there's a lot of going on, crazy things about Hawaii football right now, bro. Like, to be honest, we dealing with a lot of craziness, a lot of transfers coming in and out, bro. Like, I just want to hear from everybody, why y'all stay home, bro? Cause that's a big hot topic, like real spill.
Too put too much work into this university, trying to bring a championship back to the Rock. This army gave me so much, I'm trying to give it back.
I feel that's deep for real.
Like what Solo said, he's like, bro, the ship is sinking. I ain't gonna jump.
I feel that, bro. That's deep, bro, because I'm not going to lie. Like, it's been a wild, crazy ride my 5 years here. And it's just, bro, like, I grew up out here, bro. I became a man out here, so why would I switch up on the only family I ever had? Like,
yep. Say that.
Respect, bro, for real. Honestly, I mean, besides Mojo, like, we've been here since the get. We've been here since Rolo, went through TG, and now we got Coach Chang. I mean, overall, I feel like how Solo said, we put in too much work. I mean, scholarship or not, don't matter. We're all here. We're all brothers. And then, I'm a 6-year senior. You're what, 6 year?
Yeah.
Well, me, you, and Raw 6 years. Solo will be 5th year. And we've been here since the get. So, I mean, Hawaii's home.
Hawaii's overall. Home.
Hawaii is home, bro. That's love, bro. Because man, this Rock taught me so much, bro. And like, I don't even feel like I'm from here. Like, I feel like I'm from here, but I know I'm not from here. But, like Raw, like, how was it, like, growing up in Hawaii, bro? Like, how is that shit different from, like, the mainland?
Shit, it's way different, bro. Especially where I come from. Where I come from is, like, a whole nother island. Out in Leigh, super small country.
Hell town.
It's the type, like, still see all the little kids running around. Families out and about, everyone knows everyone. Pros and cons, but the pros just outweighed by a lot, bro.
I feel you. But first of all, I just want to say shout out to them Kahuku Raiders, bro. They won the state championship over here in Hawaii.
Feel me?
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. Yeah, stand up.
They stand. Red Nation, boy. St. Louis. Oh, how the tables have turned. You feel me? Oh, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Red.
Yeah, man. See, recruit Soto, and now what? 49-14, bro. You feel me? All you St. Louis kids listening out there, come to UH, you're going to get it.
Yes, man. Them Cuckoo Red Raiders, they put it on them, but, man, the St. Louis, they nice too, though, but.
Yeah, they are right, bro.
Yeah,
you know, even though they recruit and all that, but, you know.
Allegedly.
Out in Kahuku, man, We don't recruit, we don't rebuild, we just reload, you feel me? we don't rebuild, we don't recruit, it's just...
I feel you. I know, Mojo, bro. You one of the newest to the island, bro. How you feel like the island welcomed you home, bro? Like,
I mean, like, you know, like, everybody here became my family type thing. Like, you know, I came in, it opened me up, you know. You know, it showed, you know, like, nothing held back for real. So that's really why, you know, I stayed. Because, like, everybody here, my family, you know, wouldn't change it for the world for real.
That's deep, bro. I feel that, bro. We got most of the O-line in here, bro. Everybody with the O-line, it's the offense. So you're going to have a big year, bro. I'm really excited for you, bro. It's going to be a great one, bro.
Mandatory.
I feel you. We're going to be opening them things up, boy.
Oh, God.
Don't sleep on him.
Telling you. It's crazy.
Y'all don't know yet.
Females is wildin', bro. I'm not gonna lie, these females nowadays, bro. You really just, hey, anybody listening, just make sure you just watch, just protect your energy, young fellas, young kings, bro, because female can just change your whole vibe, whole mood, bro. So just protect your energy.
I feel it. Go both ways.
Both ways though, cause
girls protect
your energy too, bro. Cause there's a lot of
shiesty
dudes. This dude, hey, I'm talking about just sit up on the couch all day, eat your food, and then mad that you're not cleaning up the crib.
Right.
So like, it go both ways, bro. Just protect your energy, bro. Just make sure you just handle your 2x2, master your 2x2, man.
And don't go for looks.
You feel me? That's the first thing you gotta do. You gotta master your own stuff before you try to go unite with somebody else.
Not all looks, bro. Have standards too, man.
You feel me?
Have standards.
Gotta have standards, bro. She gotta have morals. She gotta be, you feel me? What do you stand on? Your principles.
Soul ties is real.
Watch how she talked to her parents too. I'm telling you.
Okay, Mojo.
I'm telling you.
Talking about love, Dr. Mojo. Hey, talk to the people there, Mo.
Like, bro, you gotta, you know, like, if they talk to their parents any kind of way, you feel me? If they, like, you know, they come to you gossiping about everything, bro, red flags, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah, red flags, you wanna get them right? If she clean or he clean, red flag.
Flag him.
Get you somebody who's independent themselves.
Flag him.
So they don't be dependent on you.
You said clingy. I thought you said clean at first.
I thought you said clean.
No, I was like, that is the first thing on the list. She gotta be clean.
Okay.
He said clingy. Okay.
I'm real picky. I'm talking about, I look at teeth.
Yeah.
I look at toes. If I see one bad toenail, I don't know. Like, bro, I lose attraction type thing.
I feel that.
You know? If them teeth straight, I'd be like, ooh. You know? Yeah. Type thing.
For sure. That's the first thing. That's the first thing I always check for. That's why I make a girl laugh first, and she's like,
right.
If she smiling like this, smiling like, with no teeth.
I'm like, hey,
she's smiling with no teeth. That's a sign, brother. She like this.
Let me drive the boat.
Hey, man.
Nah, for real though. Protect yourself, peace.
Protect your energy, kings. Everybody, protect yourself. Like Wu-Tang said, protect your neck.
I'm telling you, bro. And bro, do not ignore the signs, bro. Don't know the signs. Look. See, if she go missing that night.
Females is wildin', bro. Let's switch gears, man. We gotta talk a little about some football, man. We football players, man.
Get on it.
In this room, bro. Who everybody got for the Super Bowl, bro?
Bengals, Joe Shiesty.
Who everybody got?
Joe Shiesty.
I think my Bengals are bringing home.
I'm going against the crib. Joe Shiesty?
That's who we rocking with?
You know, I'm always rocking with the underdog.
Joe Burrow.
It gotta be the Bengals.
He from Leah, you know.
No, from my ear. Joe Burrow, oh, that was from that? My ear.
He grew up in Riverside.
We called him Jay Bird when he was growing up.
Oh, my goodness.
We called him Jay Tokes in Riverside.
Him and his family, man.
Jay Tokes.
Oh, they called him Jay Tokes in Riverside?
Jay Tokes.
Oh, bro, that's crazy. Fah, who you got, bro?
Honestly, I want the Rams just because I want Aaron Donald to get a ring.
I feel that, bro, because I'm not going to lie, I'm the same way with OBJ. I feel like Odell been through a lot. He been had the bad rap. He done this, done that, but they just always trying to write my brother off, so I feel like he deserved one.
That's true, too.
That's what they're going to have to go with the Rams. But the Rams, is that they got that super team, though. I'm not going to lie. They spent a lot of money to get to this bowl.
They do.
You feel me? They spent, so they got to get there. But the Bengals, this is reminding me a lot of, like, 2009 or 2007 when the Giants, when they had upset the Giants.
No, they really were the underdog.
Upset the, upset the Patriots. Upset the Patriots.
Who's the favorite?
The favorite?
I would think the Rams.
I would want to say it's the Rams.
No, the Rams are the favorite. The Rams got to be the favorite.
I feel like it all depends on the Bengals' defense. Because the Rams' defense is nice, but.
Nah, it depends on the Bengals' O-line.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, bro, they let up nine sacks. Nine sacks.
And now they're about to play last against week. Aaron Donald and Von Miller.
Yeah, but no, that was the first round of the playoffs, though.
Good luck.
But the matchup to watch, bro, is Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Ramsey, bro.
That's the matchup on the outside?
Yeah, he's going to be on them all night, but he's not, like, he's not letting him go nowhere. He's not.
You think he's going to travel?
Yes. No, he is going to travel.
Yes, he's not. That's how they play him on that defense.
Yeah, that's how.
Not
so he can make more plays.
Yeah.
They don't care about him.
Bro. He dropped. He should have won the game last week.
Who?
Jalen Ramsey. He had the. He could have before the other guy got the pick. He could have ended it.
Hey, all I see is incompletion.
Yeah, the Rams is favored 4.5.
4.5.
4.5.
Is the Bengals defense like that though?
You gonna see, bro. They've been balling, bro. They've been holding.
Nah, yeah.
You feel me? They.
You know the rest of the defense is like that.
I honestly think it's really up to Joe Burrow.
You think it's all dependent on Joe Chase?
I think so.
Okay.
Cause you gotta look, bro. Even against the Chiefs, they came back.
Yeah.
They ain't winning from the beginning. It was looking bad in the beginning.
It was looking bad. It was looking ugly.
But the best part, they was looking calm throughout the game.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have no worry.
Yeah, they weren't flustered or nothing. Joe Burrow just do what he do.
I don't know, but that boy Stafford, bro.
Yeah,
he came to play. He came to play, bro. Yeah. So.
But that's the thing. It's just hard to say because most of these playoffs, and I honestly think one of the greatest playoffs ever.
Yeah, bro. This playoff run has been crazy, like, bro.
They were all really one possession away from a totally different outcome. Yeah. I was so sick the Bills lost, though.
Yeah, the Bills.
I was sick.
Bro, 13 seconds, bro. Could you imagine? Josh Allen goes down, scores. He's like, yeah, bro, we won the game.
13 seconds.
We're good. We're going to the AFC Championship.
And they really got into field goal range. Like, what?
13 seconds, bro. Like, that's a Madden type stuff,
bro. Shame, bro. Like, they really got down. I was so sick.
Yeah, bro.
And then they win the toss, and even more so, it's like, well.
Well,
it was a shootout, bro.
Bro, I don't know. I think the NFL, they got to switch to the college overtime, bro.
No, facts.
Because college overtime, that's the best OT.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, bro.
That's the best OT, bro.
Defense won championship, though.
I feel you, the defense won championships, but, like, imagine if my boy got a chance, though. Imagine if Josh got a chance.
Bro.
That's just more pressure on the defense.
If the Bills win that toss, they win the game.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the Chiefs defense, it was I know. It was both moving.
That was a shootout, bro. They both were going back and forth.
I feel it, bro.
I mean.
That's why I feel like he should have got a chance, because both of them teams were so hot offensively, yeah. Bro. There was like, in the last 2 minutes, how many points were scored? Like 25?
There was like, probably like crazy. 4 or 5 lead changes.
It was crazy. But, bro, I don't know, man. It's going to be a great one, bro. I'm excited, bro.
I'm excited. I hope it's a good game.
I hope so, but I don't know. This is also giving me some Seattle Seahawks, Denver Bronco vibes,
yeah.
Bro. I feel like Rams can come in and just bully their way in, bro.
Especially because they lost one.
Yeah, bro.
But to say, I don't know, because then you got dudes like Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase where it's like,
they young, but they ain't never been there before.
Yeah, though. But they've been like that in college. Like, they got that mindset. Hey. Like,
Undefeated in the playoffs with college and
why
NFL.
Not me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got that swag, bro.
Yeah, they done played on the big stage.
The only difference between them is experience.
I feel that. This is Matthew Stafford's first time, you feel me, in the playoffs. He just got his first playoff win.
Yeah.
He get his first playoff win all the way to a Super Bowl, that'd be crazy. I'm not going to lie.
I forgot about that.
Bro, the Rams, I'm not going to lie, the Rams can make a real movie about this whole their whole run, bro. Cause it's crazy. It's been well, the Bengals could too. I'm not gonna lie, cause the Bengals they had to win to get in. They had to go on the road twice.
Damn near beat all.
You feel me? They had to go to Arrowhead, bro, and do that. That's different.
It really is.
That is different. So. Oh no, brother.
Who's your team, Michael?
My team. You already know who my team is. You know, Skull. Go Vikings. what was that little sound effect you made over there?
I don't know you talking about.
What's up? You got beef with the Kings, bro?
Damn, you already know Fly Eagles fly off here.
Bro, they trash though.
Made the playoffs. Don't matter.
Come on, bro.
Made the playoffs.
Y'all in the playoffs just to go. Y'all did that back to back. Well, we're there just to go home. Just go collect your check so you can go home.
Who got the most recent Super Bowl?
The what?
Most recent Super Bowl.
Most recent?
I don't listen, y'all.
Well.
Okay, then.
I'm not gonna lie, the Vikings don't even got one.
Okay, they don't.
That 0-4 at Super Bowls.
My team about to go win one.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought we was gonna win it the year Stephon Diggs did that crazy stuff in New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
I swear I thought we was gonna win.
That
bro.
Team was.
I never forget that game.
Those two DNs was going crazy too.
Huh?
Those two DNs.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin.
It was going crazy.
It was eating, bro. You know Everson Griffin from AZ.
Oh, hometown.
Probably from AZ, bro. It was crazy, bro. Like, cause my high school coach, he actually coached him. Literally at the camp, Ederson Griffin won the fastest man at the camp. He's a DN. He's there with receivers, DBs, everybody. Bro was a freak in high school, bro. It was crazy. Shout out Ederson Griffin, man. You feel me? We love to have you on the pod, bro. Come to the island. Come vibe with the boys. So, bro, I know we all had different journeys how to get here, bro, but how did it all start, bro? How did we all end up in this locker room right here?
Right now?
Yeah, bro, like, you was being recruited to high school and stuff, bro. Like, how did everything shake out, bro? Like, you feel me? Like, how did you get here?
So, recruiting in high school, it was up and down. Had schools talking to me and everything, but no one was really willing to pull the trigger and stuff just because of my size. They thought I was undersized. Shoot, I had like 3 offers. Hawaii, Delaware State, and I'm trying to think. And New Mexico.
Mexico.
But the other two pulled. I only had Hawaii left. And I didn't want my parents to like have to pay the school or some shit, like going to JUCO. So I just took Hawaii.
I feel that. I feel that. That's love. What about you, Mo?
My man, senior year was going great. You know, went undefeated. Lost championship game, though.
Dang.
I had about 900 yards, 23 touchdowns, and missed 4 games.
Whoa, you said you had 23 tubs?
Yes.
2-3?
Yes.
Like Jordan?
Going crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
But, you know, I missed 4 games.
You missed 4 games to put up those numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Swear to God, I missed 4 games. All right, so, but like, the only schools I had was Yale and Harvard.
Uh-huh.
But they can't give athletic scholarships. Mm. So I really ain't had nothing for real.
I feel it.
So then come signing day, you know, me wanting to sign with everybody else, Catawba hit me a little detour in North Carolina. You know, gave me a scholarship. So I'm like, I did what it is. Took that. You know, first year I played about every game, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Came in my second year, was about to start. First game, tore my MCL.
Dang.
Now, my second year, I plan on transferring here.
Mm-hmm.
After that season, but my season got cut short first game, so I was like, dang.
Yeah.
So then COVID year came, we played 2 games.
As like that was your whole season?
Yeah.
2 games?
In the spring.
Oh, okay.
So after that, I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. Yeah. So I left and came here.
Why'd you choose here, though?
Hmm?
Why'd you choose here?
I mean, like, really, it was between here and Washington State. But I felt like he was more of a family vibe for me.
No guidance. Well, I can tell you, first things first, you made the right choice, because
oh God,
you don't want to be a Pullman, bro, in January right now.
Don't.
We in here with shorts. They over there with a full burka. They in a head to toe, boy. They wrapped up. But.
Like, low key, I miss the snow, but not really.
Are you from the snow?
No, but I've been in it.
Oh, like, so you just been around the snow?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you like the snow bunnies? That's why you like the snow bunnies?
I don't like
snow bunnies.
You don't like the snow bunny? I don't
like no snow bunny. I for sure seen you walk around town with the snow bunny.
No, you don't.
I for sure seen you.
Okay.
I'm lying. I'm
lying. trying to get me.
Yeah, trying to get. He ain't cracked, bro. You know that, bro. He ain't cracked, bro. He ain't folk. Farm, brother. What's up, bro?
I mean, honestly, back to my senior year, I ended up going high school in Cali for a bit. Went to a small little private school called Salesian, and then the whole reason of me going there is because during that time, my original school, Kaiser, basically didn't have an actual football season my senior year, so me wanting to play football, I knew I had to leave and go somewhere, and then short story, I ended up in LA. And then, I mean, everything was cool out there. It's just, I had so many injuries my senior season. Really? First game, I strained my groin. Second game, I sprained my right MCL.
Goodness.
Fourth game, I did something to this knee, but I never got checked out. It was funny. The funniest thing, though, is because I played every single game, but I wouldn't practice. I'll be straight in the training room the whole week, and then I'll suit up for game day. But after all that, I mean, recruiting, the thing with recruiting is, like, I never really knew who wanted me or who didn't, because I wasn't told by anybody. So then when I came back home, and then I ended up graduating at Kaiser again, because I only stayed up there for a semester, I was just like, I mean, in my mind, I've always wanted to play either here or Utah. Mm-hmm. Those are the two schools I grew up watching. And then when Coach Abe is the one that brought me here, and then along with Coach Chris. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, of course, a walk-on isn't something that, like, a lot of people would want, like a PWO preferred walk-on. But after I gave it some thought, I was like, I believe I can hang with anybody, no matter, like, who the hell they are or who they came to be or whatever. So,
and that's facts, I'm not going to lie.
It's all a mindset.
All a mindset, bro, because the only thing, like, the tricky part about recruiting is it's not even, like, how good you are in a sense. Sometimes it's just who do you really know.
Or how big you
are. Or how big, or you feel me, you went on this YouTube channel, you went to this camp and did well. So, but, and it's so funny, these 7-on-7 camps where all these receivers and DBs, they get scholarships without putting no pads on.
Yeah.
And, like, you go to alignment camp, they want you to have your helmet, they want you to have your mouthpiece, yeah. They want you to have everything. But not everybody can afford those $300, $400 camps. And most of the times, those things are scams, bro. Like, to be honest, bro, like, you sitting over there, the coaches have already identified the talent. You feel me? They just come and see it in person now. So they already know who they want to talk to in their head. It was so crazy, like, whole recruiting game is just so crazy and wild. But Raw, what's your story about how you ended up in the island, brother?
Oh, shit. Well, I'm from here, so I always grew up watching Hawaii football, especially at our age. So we grew up watching, like, Devon Bass, Jason Rivers, Cole Brennan, Tali, Sarah, John Estes, Lincoln Monotai, Hiram Peters, Leonard Peters, all those guys. And it's the home team, so always got a place in your heart. But so the way mine was a little bit confusing, because I had got hurt. I basically broke my foot my junior and heading into my senior.
Goodness.
So I was already backtracked and all that. I was getting letters early, and then all that happened and stopped coming. Like, fond, and most of us, we all usually could have went to some JUCO or D2, D3, but just always had that mindset, like, nah, I want to play with the best, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So once I got that preferred walk-on, that was a no-brainer for me, to be honest. Don't regret a damn thing, bro.
Man, this is such a slippery slope, man. It's just so crazy, bro, because I didn't play football. So I played football my sophomore year, didn't play my junior year because I got a concussion. And my mom was like, you're not playing football no more, da-da-da. Because I played basketball growing up, so played basketball. Then junior year really come around. I'm like, junior year, summer, I'm like, all right, bro, like, well, really springtime. Springtime during the summer, I'm like, all right, bro, I'm really finna take this football stuff serious. You know, I got my trainer, you know, he's actually an O-line coach right now for the Browns, crazy enough.
Man, for real?
Yeah. We got with him who's working out and stuff every day, which is every, I'm talking about from 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, who's grinding. And then, because I don't know, like, I was just a big dude and I could just move. And so all the coaches just like, oh, which one film? So I went out and played, got my first offer, like, halfway through my senior year, UNLV, I remember, never forget. The first offer, that was the crazy one. But after that, after the season and everything got wrapped up, you know, I was sitting back and looking at my offers, and I was like, man, Hawaii, took that official to Hawaii, and it just felt different, bro. Like it sounded a little corny, it sounded a little cliche, like the air just felt different out here. I remember getting off the plane and was like, yeah, this is home, this is it. Like, and I didn't even meet nobody yet. I was like, this is it. And then I started meeting all the guys, started just feeling what the vibe was like on the island, bro. It's just family out here. And I'm a big family-oriented person, bro. Like, I love family. And all these brothers right here sitting with me right now, this is my family. So,
oh God,
I wouldn't change it for nothing. For Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Hell yeah.
No, but shout out Montana, though, because I'm not going to lie. Montana, they wanted me hard in the recruiting process. They came to my house 6 times, bro. I'll never forget, man. They came the max amount of times they could, bro. It was crazy.
All you young football players out there, keep grinding.
Yeah, bro.
No matter how hard it gets, it's going to get hard. But it's only going to lead to the better parts.
Keep your head down, bro.
Keep your head down and just grind. Get off all that social media stuff.
All that stars and all that, that's all bullshit.
The stars don't measure your heart.
Kind of
stars
is bullshit. I ain't never had a star in my life.
Yeah.
But, hey, bro, make sure y'all take y'all freshman year of high school serious, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah, it go fast.
Yeah,
those 4 years go fast, and when you come to college, those years go faster.
They go faster, boy.
I swear, it's like last week I just moved into the freshman dorms.
Yeah, bro.
Now I'm coming on to my last year.
Just all my young brothers out here, all my young high school, aspiring D1 athletes trying to do what y'all trying to do, bro. Just first things first, just keep the man upstairs first, bro. And just keep the main thing the main thing. If you play basketball, you play basketball. You don't gangbang. You don't have to try to look hard for your friends.
For real.
You feel me? If you a tennis player and you a, I'm talking about you nice tennis player, but they try to climb on you on first period because your shoes not the flyest shoes, bro. Just go ahead, just keep grinding, bro. You know, that person keep gonna grinding. Be irrelevant in a couple years, bro.
For real. I'm
trying to tell you, like that stuff don't matter, bro. All that superficial, that material stuff. I'm just trying to tell you, bro. Just keep the main thing the main thing. Don't try to take off. Don't try to veer off, bro. Just stay focused.
And appreciate your loved ones, for real.
For surely, bro.
You don't know when anybody's time will come.
Cause, man, I'm not going to lie. I'll tell you a real personal experience, bro. You never know when your time is, bro. I was out here my sophomore year. Well, redshirt freshman year. My best friend, he got killed by the police in Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona, man, got killed by the cops. And you just never know, bro. You just always just keep those people close that you love, bro.
Respond to those texts.
No cap.
Call them back.
You feel me? Like, you'd be like, oh, I'll text them back later. You never know what someone later might be, bro, because it's a crazy world out here, bro. I'm talking about George Floyd, just went to the grocery store, never came home. And it's just wild, bro. I know there's other cases all around the country, bro. It's going crazy right now, so just everybody just protect yourself, bro. And just keep your head on the swivel, man.
Keep your mental strong.
Keep your mental strong.
That's the number one thing. Everything you do in life right now is just mental. It's how you go on about the day. You're going to wake up, complain about the day, or you're going to get up and say you blessed. It really pays a difference in how you live your life.
It's all perspective. All perspective.
All perspective, for real.
All perspective.
Just make your perspective on life positive and everything. Keep smiling through all the BS. You're going to be straight.
I don't know, bro, because I just feel like this next younger generation, bro, I'm just kind of worried for them, bro.
It's rough, bro.
They just live on this social media world, this phone, bro, this TikTok. It's the TikTok generation, I think they name now.
Bro, it's killing their social skills and everything.
It's crazy, bro, because, like, I understand COVID happened and that's learned, took people how to be sociable, but, like, come on now. Like, it's kind of wild, bro, like, just people just living on their phones, and I understand this metaverse stuff. I'm shout out my boy Mojo. He got an NFT over there. You know, I'm
trying to get like you, brother.
And I'm trying to get like you, man. You gotta teach me about this blockchain game.
I'm trying to be great, feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. You feel me? Got a little sports call, you know. Mm-hmm. Shout out. You want to shout that out? Go ahead.
Hey man, y'all go get on Showtime NFTs, man. You can make up and coming. Trying to get right. Let's go.
Let me go and make sure you go get that Mojo card. Go ahead, get the Mojo card. Yeah.
They worth a lot of money in a couple years.
You feel me? But man, I'm just worried for this next generation, bro. Like I understand I had my phone when I was growing up, bro, but I've never had my phone since I was a baby. And most of these kids have had phones since they was babies.
I'm talking about tablets.
Bro, I was at the crib at AZ. I'm talking about my niece. She 4 years old. She had an iPhone. Yeah. I said, what are you doing with an iPhone?
4 years old with a touchscreen.
Like what are you doing? On my
neck. Like, you can't even read yet. You got a touchscreen.
It's crazy, bro.
What? I make sure
you. Oh, you can. It's smelling fresh the next week.
I think it's just crazy. Like, the older we get, the more we, like, realize, like, what's right and wrong. Like, yeah.
No, it's crazy.
What's those, right? Like, kind of, like, things, like, how you guys are just talking about social media, how it's affecting, like, the younger generations and stuff. Like, I feel like it's just trippy, like, how when we were young, we didn't think about stuff like that. But, like, the longer we're here, I mean, not even in college, just in general, just growing up in general.
Just growing up, bro.
Like, I mean, it helps with us. We're around each other. And, yeah, then, like, yeah. We can help each other, like.
Flip phones.
Figure out what the hell is, like, right or wrong, you know what I mean?
That's another thing. Just don't be too young and dumb like a lot of people, including myself. Like, take those advice that people telling you that's older, take that advice in and actually listen to it. Because you never know. They speaking from experience, too. So they already know.
Yeah. Stop trying to grow up too fast.
Don't grow up too fast. That's one of the things, too. Live your life as a young adult, young teen, and just live your life, but
you always got time for that extra stuff later, bro.
Yeah. Once you get older, it's gonna hit the fan for real.
For sure, bro. Cause man, you should just be worried about just how to get through the day, bro. Like
one day at a time, bro. Cause tomorrow not promised.
Cause tomorrow is not promised, bro. It
really isn't, honestly.
Hey, yo, brothers. You know, we've been in the locker room. We've been vibing. We've been chilling. Having a good time. I got my Usos eating good. We drinking good, you know. Good water only. Only good water, you know. If you ain't tapped in with the YouTube, if you ain't tapped in with the YouTube, make sure you tap in with the YouTube. You know, Big Mike at you on. That's all it is. BIGMIK, you know.
And if you're not subscribed, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, if you're not subscribed, man, I don't know where you at. But, man, this is the first rendition of... Man, Big Mike takes the mic, bro. I just got to say it out. Shout out to all my brothers in the locker room with me. You know, shout out my Uso Raw. Shout out to Uso Big Fawn. Shout out Mojo. Shout out Big Calga. He joined us late. And shout out Big Solo Dolo, man, because them is my brothers for life, bro. We've been on here talking a whole lot of game, flaking and perpetrating, bro. We out here just getting to the business, bro. I love y'all. Be safe. Be easy.
Stay blessed. Protect your energy. And also protect your neck. And we out of here. We out this thing.
Be easy.
Pull up on me. Ay. Like what you doing, shorty? Pull up on me. Ay. I caught a brody, I might pull up on me. What? He like Phyllis, I finna pull up brody. Ay. I've been getting to a